I can understand why he's sweet on him. He's so adaptable. All the ground seems to come alike. There was a doubt last year whether he'd come up the hill, but that was answered in no uncertain terms when he stuck his head out and went past Pedlar's Cross. As I say, because he's so adaptable, got loads of talent, very good on the flat as well. We know he stayed 2-2 before he did that in France. Everything about him is there. He's there to be shot at, and he's going to be very difficult to beat. I do think he'll get a race this year, though. I think it was a much improved performance last time from Binocular. And I do know that when this fella's right, and we have to remember, his time when he won the champion hurdle was actually quicker than Hurricane Flies last year. And he looked like he had the zip and the zing about him at Wincanton, jumped well. He wants the fast pace. The one thing I heard out last week, Donald McCaim is raving on Overturn. He's a 33-1 shot at the moment. On all known form for me, can't win. But he is going to go out 100 mile an hour in this, and I hope he does, because Binocular wants a fast pace, as fast as he can go, and that stiff finish doesn't... Because he jumps his hurdles so quick, people think Binocular is all about pace. He's got plenty of stamina, Binocular, and I do think this year he'll give him a race, but on all known form, you'd have to think the Hurricane Fly would have to have an off day for him just to get his head in front. But I wouldn't put anyone off backing Binocular, even a 5-1 that he is. You can back him in each way. It's quarter the odds, first three places, and I don't think there's three horses in that race that are better than him, so... If you don't want to back the odds on Hurricane Fly, you could have a few quid each way Binocular.